Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Sir, if you order for the binoculars, are you mailing to the P.O. box?
Can you repeat that question for me, sir?
If I order the binoculars, I see them in the online. It's a cosmic scope. See the binoculars. It's a 50% off. It's like $49.99.
Yes, sir.
So, are you guys taking? Are you guys mailing to the P.O. box?
Yes, sir. We can mail to a P.O. box.
Yeah, but he's not accepting for here, right? And you say 50% off. They're asking the address, city, states, and they're not mentioning anything P.O. box here.
Well, sir, I believe you can enter the enter P.O. box on the street address and then the number of the P.O. box, and that P.O. box will be that be the one that will deliver it to.
But they didn't mention it. They asked me the physical address, right? There's like address, city, and states, and zip code, email, and phone number. But are you sure they can P.O. box?
Well, sir, I believe it will be under the street address is where you will put it as a P.O. box instead of putting it as a street address.
Okay. And, sir, I can give my email address. Could you send me some details about this telescope?
Well, sir, I wouldn't be able to do that until I'm able to pull up an account. Have you made an account with us yet? Have you purchased any of the products?
Not yet.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't be able to send out that email until I was able to pull up the account, sir, because I can't get to your email from my system without being in the account.
What company is it, this one?
Well, sir, we're a third-party call center that services over 300 different companies, and our accounts are the ways that we're able to service our customers is via pulling them up through their accounts.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
No problem, sir. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, bye.
Bye.